The great thing about sports really has no borders. It's a way to connect with others from other cultures. It's a way to develop. And I think it's very, very important as examples, as role models, to set forth the right thing to do in life. And we have a platform that very, very few people have. If you're at the top in your sport, you can do so much good in this world because so many people are exposed to you.
Can you describe some of the struggles you faced early on in your career as a woman and later as a gay person?
Well, as a woman, I knew as a child that we were more invisible. Even at school, for instance, in the classroom, the teachers would always call on the boys. They just would. They always put them up front and center. And you don't realize it as a child, but you know something's not quite right. So at a very young age, I had an epiphany that I would spend the rest of my life fighting for equal rights and opportunities for everybody, men and women, boys and girls. And that's what my life's been about. And I knew that because of tennis, I had a platform, and I was one of the lucky ones. And tennis is a global sport. That was another plus for me. And then I was outed in 1981, and I lost every endorsement within 24 hours. I think I'm the first athlete that was out being gay. I think I'm the first one. I can't think of anybody before. There's still a huge stigma in sports, particularly depends on what culture, what country. It's been a difficult road for me. I think probably being the first was difficult. But I've had some other firsts in my life. So, first woman athlete to win over $100,000 in 1971, which I wanted to do to get attention, not only for tennis, but to get attention for women's sports. And then I founded the Women's Sports Foundation in 74, and that was for all women's sports.
How do you see the UN harnessing sports to advance development and gender equality and fostering peace?
Well, the UN has such a unique opportunity. The United Nations is such a great influencer, and they allow for dialogue. They allow for thinking about how we can develop for the future and how we can bring about peace.